Hello and welcome to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. This is Dr. Dawn, the Suicide Prevention Pharmacist. I want to welcome you to episode 5, where I am going to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month. As I'm recording this podcast, it is the month of May, and May has been observed as the Mental Health Awareness Month here in the United States. A lot of the information that I will share is coming from NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and just wanted to talk about what Mental Health Awareness Month is and some resources for this month, ways that you can participate, obviously talking about the connection between mental health and suicide prevention. And then I will finish up again with how you can reach out if you or someone you know may be in crisis. So as I just mentioned, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. As I'm recording this, this will probably be posted sometime in June. So just be aware that as I'm talking about it, it is happening now. It is mid-May, but it might be after May before this gets posted. When I've looked at information for Mental Health Awareness Month, it's been in different posts and blogs, and it is available in different places to learn about how you can participate. But what I'm going to reference today comes from NAMI, as I already mentioned, and their website is NAMI.org, which is NAMI.org. And they have a lot of great information about what Mental Health Awareness Month is, and there's some history and background on it. One thing that I thought was really interesting, I did not know, is that this month has been observed in the United States since 1949. So if we do the math here, that's over 70 years. So to me, that's pretty impressive that this work has been focused. There's been an awareness month. So that was really interesting to see. But if you go to NAMI.org, they have a specific section on Mental Health Awareness Month. And it does talk about, specifically with NAMI, they're tying it in with their message of Together for Mental Health. And taking this right from their website, I am going to read their information on their Together for Mental Health. It says that mental health is an incredibly important part of overall health. With a growing number of Americans experiencing mental health symptoms, we need to join together to advocate for improving our nation's mental health care system. So obviously awareness is a huge part of that piece, letting people know what the scope of the issue is, where we stand currently, where we want to go, and how we can get there. So the website, in addition to talking about its message of Together for Mental Health, there are resources that are provided, and there are links to where you can advocate and take action in terms of contacting policymakers, lawmakers. There's ways you can advocate in that arena. Education of your policymakers and lawmakers is part of that as well. You can also share your story and read stories that people have posted. NAMI does have a blog that different pieces of information are shared, so you can reference that as well. But it does look like on the NAMI.org website, there is a button to share your story, and there's also a button to read stories. So you can go both ways if you want to learn more about people's individual stories and as well as sharing your own, because that adds to the advocacy and education piece. Well, of course, I'm talking a lot about mental health awareness, and for most people, I think it's pretty obvious about how this works or not works, but how it ties into suicide prevention. One thing I do want to mention is not all suicides or suicide attempts, they don't necessarily have a diagnosed mental health condition or one that is diagnosed after the fact. There are some cases where a suicide is attempted or completed, and even after the fact, they cannot find a diagnosable mental illness that ties to that. So that number varies quite a bit. A lot of people will say around 90% of suicide attempts, completions are related to mental illness. But there is some evidence to suggest that that number might actually be more like 50 or 60%. So there's still ongoing research, and I just wanted to point out that not every suicide attempt, not every suicide completion is, is tied to a mental illness. But a lot of times there is a connection. And so when we look at Mental Health Awareness Month, it ties in a lot with suicide prevention. And there is a separate suicide prevention month, Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, that we will talk about later in the year. I believe it is in September. So when that comes up, that will be discussed more. But obviously there is a connection between mental health and mental illness and suicide prevention. Another theme with all of this is that a lot of these conditions, diseases, diagnoses, whatever you call them, are very complex and multifactorial. So a lot of these things cannot be explained by just one thing. So if somebody does make a suicide attempt, or does end up losing their life to suicide, it isn't usually or can't be explained by one factor. So that makes it a lot more complex. It makes it more challenging to treat and try to figure out how to prevent. But I think that's an important point to bring up, is that a lot of these issues are very complex and multifactorial. So with that being said, again, I want to encourage people to take a look at NAMI.org and look at their Mental Health Awareness Month resources. NAMI is not the only one. That's the one that I've chosen to discuss today on the podcast. But before I go, I do want to, as always, remind people of the crisis number and text line. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, or you suspect they may be in a crisis, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. This is in the United States of America. This is available 24 hours a day. The number is 800-273-8255. Again, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline in the United States, that's available 24 hours a day. That number is 800-273-8255. There's also the crisis text line, and you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, the crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, H-O-M-E, to 741-741. I want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast today, and thank you for your work, whatever you may do or consider in terms of education, advocacy, support related to mental health, mental illness, suicide prevention. Definitely appreciate everyone and their work that they do for that, because it definitely does take a group of us. I know I've said that before, but we need everyone that we can to help prevent suicide and to help prevent and treat mental illnesses, mental disorders, diagnoses. And with that, I will conclude today's podcast. And thank you all again for listening. And Everyone take care. This has been Dr. Don, the suicide prevention pharmacist, and you have been listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. Take care.